So last night we divided the shiur into two. The first part we were masvid four great Talmidei Chachamim who were nifted in the last number of days. And the second part of the shiur is the theme that I would like to explore in greater depth this evening. We spoke about the charisma, the koach hatfilah that each one of us has. And tonight I would like to, with the Maamar Komos that you have in front of you, starting with page number eight, talk about the unique koach of tefillah b'tzibur. There is a comment of the Bahag. The Baal Halachos Gedolos is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, one of the earlier Rishonim. It's unclear exactly. There are different opinions who wrote the Sefer Baal Halachos Gedolos. But one of the most unique features of this Sefer is that the Gemara at the end of Makkos, where Chazal tell us that there were 613 mitzvahs given to Moshe at Sinai, so he did not take that number literally. And he has not hundreds of mitzvahs, but thousands of mitzvahs. And the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shoroshim, where the Rambam lays down the parameters, what is counted, what's not counted, so the Rambam takes issue with the Bahag. Among the minyan ha-mitzvahs, the Baha counted in the upper left-hand corner, he writes, Pashas Tachnunim. It's not clear what the Baha'i had in mind when he speaks of Pashas Tachnunim as being one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So there is a rather well-known, monumental three-volume work of HaGaon Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, who lived in Vilna and later on moved to Yerushalayim. So he contends that he wrote a parish on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Avtzad Yegon. The entire Sefer HaMitzvahs of Avtzad Yegon consisted probably of several thousand lines. And Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla expanded on each of the lines of Avtzad Yegon. Essentially, Avtzad Yegon is quoted once in Rashi and Chumash in Mishpatim, where Rashi notes that Avtzad Yegon divided the mitzvahs based on Aseret HaDibros. The 10 Dibros becomes the overall matrix, the overall chassis, the basic structure. And then underneath the Aseret HaDibros, you have the mitzvahs of the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs. They're classified in 10 categories. So the Baha counts Pashas Tachnunim. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla contended, what did he have in mind? He had in mind the Vida, the Kohen Gadol, on the Par V'Soyer. That doesn't seem to be the sense that one has from these two words, even though the two words are very cryptic in nature, Pashas Tachnunim, what the Bahag meant. And the Ramban already, in his commentary to Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban in the third Shoresh expresses the following. And the language of the Ramban is directly below, to the right of the Bahag. He writes the following. Abla Tachnunim, what are we referring to when we speak of Tachnunim, says the Ramban? We're talking about the Parsha of Vayechal Moshe, found in Kisisa. Chinosel shel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom al Ma'aseh HaEgel. He etzel Pashas Tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, that in the wake of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu felt constrained to petition Hashem Yisbarach to forgive Klal Yisrael, and that's when the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim were articulated. So the Ramban claims that this is the intent of the Bahag. That is the Pashas Tachnunim that the Bahag is referring to, which is a mitzvah. And the Ramban goes on to say, "Shevimena nilmo tachnunim b'shas hatzaros k'mashe amru vayavru Hashem al pana vayikra." He quotes the Gemara Shoshana Yitzayinu Abayz, "Malami shenisatei v'akadosh baruch hu gishiach tzibur v'hera l'moshe v'yama lo kol zman sheyisrael chotu l'fanai asei l'fanai kisei razeh bani meichel lahem." So essentially, the Ramban takes the position that the Pasha Tachnunim of the Bahag is the Pasha by Echal Moshe that led to the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim. And this is what he calls Pashas HaTzibur. And the Baha'i counts it among the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Megillas Esther, in defending the Rambam that did not count such a mitzvah, he points out there's no need to count it because the Rambam has a din, which is well known to all of us, on the bottom of page 8 over here, in Perek Alfa Chesfilah, Halach Aleph, the Rambam paskins, mitzvah say lehispala b'chol yom. The Rambam held that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. Shenemar va'avaratim es Hashem elokeichem. This is the pasuk in Mishpatim. And the Rambam then puts together a number of drushas of Chazal. And based on that, the assumption is that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. This is, Rambam is the subject of many, many discussions among the Gedolei HaRishonim who disagree with the Rambam. He seems to be against Gemaras, especially the famous Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara comments that Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lo Kara Kriya Shema, Chozer V'Kara Kriya Shema. If there's a Safik whether I said Kriya Shema or not, then that's a Safik Daraisa, because Kriya Shema is a Din Daraisa, Safik Daraisa the Chumra, Mashen Kein Tvila, Safik Yispalo, Safik Lo Yispalo, Eino Chozer Mispalo, because Tvila is a Din Rabbanan, and some of the Rabbanon Lekula. But yet the Rambam paskins that tefillah is a din d'araisa, and he quotes that pasuk, even though that pasuk is a very general kind of directive, avatam es Hashem elokechem, there are many ways to engage in avodas Hashem, lav dafka through tefillah, it could be through kiyum mitzvos, it could be through chesed, through ben adam l'chavero, but the Rambam goes on to say, mipi hashmu alamnu she'avodah zohi tefillah, she'nemar lo'avdam b'chol avavchem, omer chacham mezohi avodah she'balev zohi tefillah. So it's well known that this is the position of the Rambam, and the Megillas Esther, who generally defends the Rambam against the onslaught of the Bahag and others. So he contends the reason why the Rambam did not count this so-called Pashas Tachnunim, Pashas Hatzibur, Vayichal, Yugimel, Bir Shavacham, is because he already included it in the Din of Tefillah on a daily basis. That's a Din D'Araisa, Ben Be'ez Sara, Ben Be'ez Harvacha. That's how the Megillas Esther understands that position. The Megillas Esther seems to be very straightforward because this machlog is the Rambam and the Ramban, Kayadua, where the tefillah is a mitzvah say or not. Most Rishonim assume, like the Ramban, that tefillah is a din de Rabbanon, namely the tefillah that we daven on a daily basis, that which was enacted by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara Brachas in the fourth parak. That's a rabbinic ordinance. And the Ramban brings many, many rayas from all over Shas against the position of the Rambam. The Rambam Shita, however, is very unique. The Rambam contends that we're talking about a mitzvah asei min haTorah. And as I mentioned, many assume that the Rambam here in Halacha Aleph is a kind of asmachta at best, because he, as you see, cites a number of Gemaras and a number of Psukim. But that is the well-known machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Ramban, when he comments on this, so the Gemara actually that the Rabban contends is the position of the Bahag is found right here as well on page number 8. You see the Gemara in the middle of the page that the Gemara speaks about Bris Kusa the Yudgimu Midosh in Chazis Reikom. And Rashi comments that the moment the person mentions Yudgimu Midosh Rachamim, there's a haftocha that the tefillos will be responded to. So there are distinctions of Kayadua between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim regarding this matter. Sfaradim on a daily basis say Yudgimu Midosh Rachamim, and Ashkenazim do not. They have a different practice, but the Ramban, in his position, is on page number 9. On the next page, the Ramban formulates in a very beautiful way his position regarding tefillah, that tefillah is a din rabbanon, rabbinically ordained. However, the Ramban contends that under certain circumstances, tefillah is also a din d'araisa, namely be'ez tzara. During a period of cataclysmic times, then tefillah takes on a different dimension. And you look at the Ramban on page number 9, the underlined section, in the middle of the page, Elavadai, the Ramban says, Kol inyan hatfila eino chol v'klal. It's not obligatory min haTorah, avol hu mimidas chesed habori yizbarach, that tefillah is the greatest, one of the greatest acts of chesed on the part of Hashem yizbarach, oleinu sheshomea v'one v'chol koreinu eilo. Hashem responds to our petition, to our bakoshes, v'ikra akosu v'lovda b'chol avavcha mitzaseh, but the Rambam quoted this pasuk among the psukim that he cites, who love the B'chol of Avchem, says the Ramban, that's no proof that tefillah is min haTorah. That's a pasuk which is of a general nature, namely a mitzvah say shetia kol avodoseinu lekel yisal b'chol of Avenu klomar b'kavona mitzuyo shleimu lishmo b'ein hiru ra. Lo shenase a mitzvah b'li kavona, or la sofik, ulai shmem to others. When a person does a mitzvah, he is 100% certain that the mitzvah has a specific purpose, a specific end in mind, and of course it should be done with the proper kavanah. Each mitzvah has its own kavanos, and certainly one should not do a mitzvah thinking that maybe the mitzvah will have some effect, chas v'shalom. Person is vadai that the mitzvah is going to have the proper impact. So that pasuk is not a right tefillah. That pasuk is of a general nature. And even the pasuk the Rambam quoted, v'avatim es Hashem elokeichem mishpatim, as I said, speaks about avoda ba'ofen klali, not specifically relating to tefillah. So the Ramban, however, goes on the lower right-hand corner, page number 9, however, and tells us that there are certain circumstances where tefillah becomes a din daraisa. And he writes, underlined section, first he continues on this pasuk of the b'chol avavchem, lo ma shemichlal hu avoda shenilmol tarasso b'shen espalala beis hatzoros. During a time of siege, during a time of tzara, then tefillah takes on a Torah dimension. Actually, in the investiture of the Beis Hamikdash, so there he expatiates on this topic, namely, the Ramban derives both from the Psukim in Baaloscha and from the Psukim in Melachim, Alo Perches, in the investiture, the Chanukas Hamikdash, that tefillah beis tzoras a din daraisa. Because this Shlomo HaMelech elaborates on different types of tzoras. And he writes, V'hu ha'inyan shebi ha'shalom alav ha'shalom, k'mo shekosu ve'yotze ha'shamayim lo yeh motor, if there's no rain, there's drought, u'chsiv rov yeh ba'aretz, shidofon, yerokon, arbe chasil, different types of terrible pestilence that ravages the economy, ki yelcha, and we have enemies, kol nega, kol machlo, kol tfilo, kol tfina, shetia, dechol adam, chol amcho, yisrael, sheyedu, nish, nigel, levavo, ufaras kapa, v'labai, yisazeh. So the pasuk there tells us that be'ez sara, there is a concept that tfilo is the oraisa. So in general, the Ramban sheet is that tfilo is always the rabbanon, with the exception of e'ez sara. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many, many times contended that there's no machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And he wanted to explain the two positions along the following lines. That the Rambam Shita is that existentially, our very existence is one which is so insecure, our situation, our plight is one which is so ravaged with all types of different events that occur on an ongoing kind of basis, different types of sorrows. Certainly this year, we can understand very well that position of Rav Soloveitchik in terms of the Rambam with the corona, and there's always something happening. So existentially, we're not in a very secure position. We don't necessarily have very anchored moorings, and that gives a person a sense of sometimes melancholia, sometimes depression, sometimes a sense of ennui, a frustration, and to a certain extent, life brings many exigencies to all of us. So that's the Shita Sa'amba. That existential situation is one that prompts tefillah doraisa at a doraisa level. That's an ongoing, constant situation. And that sorrow is one that we live with on an ongoing kind of basis. And of course, that sorrow can be utilized by a person to come closer to Hashem Yisbarach, Biyadchav Kidruchi, Podisa Osi, Hashem Kelemes. While the Ramban, in contradistinction, contends no. That when we speak about tzara, the tzara is either, as the pasuk says in Baaloscha, v'chisavo milchama bi'artzechem al hatzara tzara eschem, we're talking about a war, or Shlomo HaMelech describes a panoply of situations over there in Melachim Alei Perches, whether it's pestilence, whether it's blight, whether it's war, whether it's other kinds of difficult situations that occur from time to time. So he's talking about a physical, cataclysmic tzara. You know, the distinction between the Ram and the Rambam is only a question of how you define the term tzara. Is tzara of an existential nature or is tzara of a physical kind of nature? That's how Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's really no machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. At the end of the day, the Shitas Ramban is very clear that the eis tzara tefillah zidin daraisa. Maybe I'll just make a comment, or if I may, on this matter. And regarding this pasuk that the Rambam counts in the Minyan Mitzvahs and Mitzvah say, hey, tefillah daraisa, ulov de b'chol avavchem. And the Rambam includes in that pasuk, he feels that subsumed under the rubric of that pasuk is the object of avodas Hashem b'tefillah. And the Rambam is masig, as I mentioned,
that mitzvah tefillah is not minat Torah, but he writes be'ez tzara, there's a chiyuv to daven to Hashem, but not based on that mitzvah. The Ramban completely does not include this in minyan mitzvahs. You'll take a look at the end of the Hasogah, so the Ramban to Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Ramban counts all the mitzvahs that the Ramban forgot to count, and the Ramban feels that they should be excluded, not included in the minyan, and this mitzvah is not to be found. However, the Ramban based it, as I mentioned just now, on either the pasuk in Baal Oscha, v'chisavol mecham be'atzchem alatzar atzor eschem v'ariyosem v'chatzotzos v'niskatan Hashem elokeichem, or the psukim in Melachim Alu Periches. So let me just add to this a very well-known position of the Ramban, namely, Rechiyav Tfilah Zosim in HaTorah. He doesn't mention here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but Dafka, he mentions it in Chumash. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim in the Parsha of Emor. The Torah speaks about Yom Tov as being a Mikra Kodesh. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim how to define that term. The simple explanation of that term is what Unkelus translates it, or I can translate it into English. Let's call it a holy happenstance. Namely, Mikra Kodesh. That day is called Kodesh. Erua Kaddish is the language of the Targum. But the Rabban has a different translation. The Rabban's translation was adopted by Art Scroll. The Rabban translates it, I'll use the language of Art Scroll, a holy day of convocation. The way the Rabban writes in Chumash, in Pasha Zemor, he notes Mikra Kodesh, that all of Klal Yisrael are gathered together on Yom Tov to sanctify the day, Mekadosh Oso, and he writes over there, Ki mitzvah hi, the mitzvah is Al Yisrael, lehikoveitz beveso Elokim biyom moed, the obligation is that we should all gather on Yom Tov, lekadosh hayom befahesya, betfila, vahale lokel beksus nekiya. Ramban underscores and underlines the fact that on Yom Tov, apparently, there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Klal Yisrael come together, and we say Hallel, and we dress in Yom Tov raiment, Yom Tov begodim, and we make it a Yom Mishteh. So the mashmos of the Ramban is that there's a chiyuv of tefillah in HaTorah on Shabbos v'Yom Tov as well. Not just be'ez tzara, as he writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, but here in Parshas Emor, the Ramban contends that on Shabbos v'Yom Tov there's a chiyuv of tefillah in HaTorah. The truth is this position is also the position of Rashi. Over there, if you look in Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Hey, and also Rashi in Masechet Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, also seems to subscribe to this position as well. And Taisus actually over there, Devar Maskelo, is medaktik that this is the position of Rashi, and there again, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim about this. But the Shitas Ramban, interestingly enough, here in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he tells you that Be'ez Tzara is a Din D'oraisa, he doesn't mention this other position of his, which is clearly enunciated and articulated in Parshas Emor, the obligation to daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the reason, of course, that the Ramban does not include it, b'pashtus al pi svara, is because in Sefer HaMitzvos he's talking about tefillah qua tefillah, and here in Parshas Emor, the Ramban is discussing the kiyum of mitzvah of tefillah as an aspect of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh has in it a number of elements, a number of components. And one of the components is tefillah, one of the components of Hallel, and as I mentioned, the language of the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael should gather Beveis Elokim in a shul, and they should gather on Yom Tov, Lekadosh Hayom Befahesya, Betfilah Uvahallel. So unquestionably, that the Ramban does explain in the Hasogos to the first Shoresh of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, that even if the Chiyuv is Minat Torah, but it's included in the Asei of Simchas HaRegolim. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself, and maybe it might be a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, but the Prima Godim understands from the Ramban and Emor that we're talking about a mitzvah d'Araisa. So the Ramban has, besides Be'ez Tzara, a din d'Araisa tefillah, he also has on Shabbos and Yom Tov an obligation to gather in shul and to daven to Hashem, and that's a din d'Araisa. There's a very fascinating comment of the Rizkarov I found here on page number 10, when the Torah in Vayeshanan accentuates two different aspects of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. One is Kimi Goy Godol, Ashilo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, that we are very glut in our thinking. We do things in a very yashristic kind of fashion. And that's the pasuk that I refer to actually on Shabbos, Les Shabbos, Psukim in the Pashat B'Shalach, and also Psukim in Sefer Dvarim, Vasisa Yashav Atov, the obligation to be honest and to be glad completely the way one approaches every single aspect of Avodas Hashem. So the Pasuk also tells us the greatness of Klal Yisrael. This is another aspect of the greatness of the Jewish people, and that is, of course, in terms of tefillah. And the Rabban here, as I mentioned a moment ago, spoke about tefillah, Beveis Elokim, tefillah Betzibur, and Shabbos Yom Tov, Adin Daraisa. The Briskalov interprets this pasuk in the Vayeschanan, Kimi God Godel, based on the Gemara Shoshana, referring to tefillah Betzibur, which is a concept that's endemic only to Klal Yisrael. It has no relevance to the Umas HaOlam. It's true the Umas HaOlam have a concept of tefillah. We know the pasuk, we're familiar with it. Pasuk Shayo, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikari L'Chol HaAmim. And the Beis HaMikdash can be approached by even non-Jews. That's what the Shlomo HaMelech mentions there as well in Melachim Aleph Parakhes. However, the concept of tefillah b'tzibur, that notion of tzibur, is something which is unique to Klal Yisrael. Dafka, Klal Yisrael have a concept of tzibur, and that concept is non-existent anywhere else outside of the framework of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara speaks about, what I mentioned earlier, the bris that Hashem consummated with Yud Gimel Midah Shavachamim, She'enen Chozes Reikon. And as Rashi says, Shim Yaskirum Yisrael B'tfilas Ta'anisot Einen Chozes Reikon. The risk of is Medayik, Dafka Klal Yisrael. Is there such a krisas bris? And not to Umas Ha'olam, and that's the Pesuk in the Kisisa, Negen Kolam Cho Esen Niflos Asher Lo Nivru B'chal Aretz U'chal Agoyim, that even though we have the concept of Rachamim, even among the nations of the world, Sefer Yonah tells us that Hashem is Chanun V'Racham V'Rachapayim V'Rav Chesed, but there's no krisas bris. The concept of a covenant that was consummated exists exclusively with Klal Yisrael regarding Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, and that's embedded in this pasuk, Ki mi goy godol asher lo elokim, krovim elav, kashem elokeinu, v'chol kareinu elav. So there is an obligation, coming back now to the Bahag, the way the Ramban interpreted this Bahag. Parsha Tachnunim refers to the Parsha here in Kisisa, Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, and this is the contention of the Ramban explaining the Bahag, and that's a separate mitzvah. This is totally disparate and totally separate from the mitzvah of Eis Tzara, that's chal on each yochid. So essentially, even though the Megillas Esther attempted to defend the Rambam against the onslaught of the Ramban, but we have two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of a chayves yochid beis tzara, that each individual during a time of tzara is obligated to cry out to Hashem. And secondly, there's a chayves tzibur, a communal obligation, which is accompanied by Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, which is a totally separate mitzvah say. This idea is also found in Rabbeinu Bechaye, also found here on page 10, Rabbeinu Bechaye in Pasha Shlach, if you recall, in the context of the Meraglim, so there also there is an indication of the Midah Shel Rachamim. Of course, the Midah Shel Rachamim there are truncated. They're not quoted completely. There's quite a distinction between that which is found in Kisisa and that which is found in Shlach, and the Rishonim weigh in on that. The Ramban, Bambakom, Rabbeinu Bechaye over here, he notes that you have Psukim, he refers to Vayida Yaakov Ned Alemar. That concept by Yidi Yaakov Ner Delemor, Mitzvah Lindor Be'ez Sora, Asalvechi, when he said Shurim and Chulin, referred to the Taisis and Chulin Da'Bez and Be'ez, top Taisis over there, where Taisis has this concept, and that may be the marker actually, that Yisgar, every Yom Tov is a din of Ez Sora. Every Yom Tov is also called an Ez Sora. This is already mentioned by the Gdolei Rishonim, based on the mission of Rosh Hashanah, that each Yom Tov is a specific reference in terms of agronomics, agricultural fecundity and the like, and therefore each Yom Tov has in it its own element of tzara, and there's a mitzvah lindar be'es tzara that might be the makkah he said for the mitzvah lindar be'es yiskar that we say actually dafka and shol shrigolim. So he also Rabbeinu Bechaye in referencing the chena meraglim has a similar concept, and he indicates based on the psukim found with Yaakov Avinu a special inyan of taking a neder based Torah. The Rambam also, on the bottom of page number 10, a famous Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam also comments that even though Tshuva and Tzaka is always acceptable by Hashem Yisbarach, but dafka, there's a period of time, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then Kesel La'asar, Yofa B'Yeser Miskabel Asi Miyad, Dirsh Hashem B'Yimotzo, and Rav Soloveitchik once said a whole Tshuva to Russia, on the different periods of time, but tshuva is relevant in the course of the year. There's a mitzvah of doing tshuva kol hashana kula. We see that from Mishnayos and from Gemaras all over Shas. And then there's a din in Chodesh Elul, Elul Melech Masodeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is approachable, eminently accessible. And then there's the period of Aser Shemei Tshuva, and there's a separate halacha of Tshuva on Yom Kippur, according to Abedi'ena, according to the Rambam, according to other Rishonim. So Tzibur can always do Tshuva. Kol Zman Shein Tshuva, V'tzoyakim B'leiv Sholeim Him Ne'anim Shenemar, Kashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kameinu Eilam. And this is borne out by many Gemaras on page number 11, the Sugi Brachas Dav Ches, where the Gemara indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'tfilosin Shol Rabbim. That hein kel kabir lo yimas, pada b'sholom nashim mikrovli, kibir rabim hoyu imodi. And the Gemara indicates that when is tefillah considered to be an eis rotzon, bizman shatzibu mispalalim. These are well-known Gemaras to all of us, they're not chidushim. And the Rambam also reflects this in Hilchas Tefillah in Peraches. In the middle of the page, number 11, tefillah satzibu nishmas tomid, afilu hoyu b'em chaytim, ena kodesh bochum mayes, b'tfilosan shor rabim. The figure of Tzorich Adam Lushati Batsum Matzibur will hispalo be Yochid, called Manche Yochel, the hispalo in Matzibur. The Koyach of Tzila Matzibur is a Koyach Adir. And we know that Gdol Yisrael, throughout the generations, were incredibly makbid to Daven Dafka Matzibur. And even though the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadel Odom, the hispalo Matzibur, but as I mentioned yesterday in the Shir, That Yishtadel is interpreted by Hagoyna Mashafayzin Tzatzal, and many other Gedolei Yisrael understood that to mean they brought Rayas from Sugis in Psochim and elsewhere, that it's an absolute Chiyuv. That one is Mechiyuv Alpidin, and now in these very heady days of Corona, we have a greater appreciation of what it means to Daven Betzibur. And of course, we miss very much Davening Betzibur in the ideal kind of fashion. There are even, unfortunately, countries where they're not permitted to daven b'tzibur, or countries where tefillah b'tzibur has been curtailed severely. I just spoke to someone tonight in Toronto. They're only allowing their 10 individuals to a shul, to a mivneh, to a binyan. And so this is something that we have to really completely and totally reevaluate and reorient ourselves to daven b'tzibur, b'rovam haras melech, as something very critical. So that's what we are discussing at this point in time. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and in the context of his davening to Hashem is brought at the beginning, where Eschanan, he davened to Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu should let him go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Elokim Ato Achilosa. It's on page number 12, on top of the page. But before I get to page number 12, let's just finish at number 11. I just wanted to show you from a number of tefillos that we have that the koch of tefillah b'tzibur. We say every morning in the davening right before the Shemoneh Esrei. Also, Shivchu Ahuvim, Rom Mukel, Benosli Yedim, Zmiro Shiras, Vishish Brachos, Brachos, Vahodol, Semelech Kalchai Vikayam, Rom Benisog Adolv, Nora, Mashpil Geim, Mabia Shvalim, Motzi Asirim, Fodi Adamim, Yazir Adalim, Bionelli Amo, Bei Shavamelo. A very clear statement that the moment a tzibur launches a tefillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam immediately responds to that tefillah. A yochid doesn't have that kind of assurance, but a tzibur has that kind of assurance on the part of Hashem is Barak. And in Aneinu as well, a very similar kind of tefillah. There also, we mention on a tainis, we say Aneinu, and of course we ask Hashem, don't look at our backsliding, but rather, Heyeno kol v'shavoseinu, yino chazdech al nachameinu, term nikro eilecho Aneinu, kadavar shene'emar, v'hoyo term yikor v'ani Aneinu, v'hoyim labim v'ani Yeshmo. That only applies to a tzibur. That concept only is relevant to a tzibur, that they are assured that the tefillahs are going to be answered. It's very fascinating. Rav Soloveitchik often quoted a sifre that's not so well known, on page number 12, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem Yisbarach to let him enter Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately, all the tefillahs, Hashem told him at one point, there's a machsom, there's a blockade. Al Tosef Daveri Laiyoy Badaver Azeh. You're not able to do so. So Rav Soloveitchik cited a sifre, which is found right below the Psukim of Aschan on page 12. B'shor she'sorchu b'maisa egel amadati v'spalalti alayhem. Moshe Rabbeinu intervened in the wake of the Cheder Egel, intervened on behalf of Hashem of Klal Yisrael with Hashem. B'shamato tefilasi v'solachta l'avodam. Ha'yisi sovur shani imoyim b'tefilah. Behem lo ispavalu alai. What a statement that Chazal comment. They did not daven for me. In my moment of difficulty, in my moment of exigency, when I was in a crisis situation and I so much desperately was pleading with Hashem Yisbarach to enter Eretz Yisrael, they could have davened for me. Ba'lo advarim kal v'chayim, says the Sifrei. In tfilas yochid ala rabim, kach nishmas, tfilas rabim ala yochid ala skama v'kama. If Moshe Rabbeinu's tfilah was answered by Hashem in the context of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachamim, and he forgave Klal Yisrael, kal v'chayim be'menoshe kal v'chayim, had they davened from him, he would have entered Eretz Yisrael. And this is one of the pilei ployim that many ask. Why didn't Klal Yisrael daven for Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, his entire life was spent on their behalf. He was their surrogate, their emissary, their shliach neman. Shouldn't they have reciprocated in the context of when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem Yisbarach he's not going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they should have daven for him? And it's clear from the Sifrei that tefillos would have been answered. This is one of the ployim, one of the seidos that we don't really understand, but we see that a tzibur has an incredible kayach that a yochid clearly does not have. The Gemara has in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara directly below, the Gemara comments there on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the obligation that we have to visit those people who are not well. There are several components of that mitzvah, kayadua. The most important component, the Ramban writes in the Teras HaOdom, it's quoted by the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch Yerodei, Hilchos Bikur Cholim, is tefillah. There are many components, the obligation to whatever one could possibly do to help the cholah minister to their ailment, whether it's through therapies, medication, all types of therapeutics and what have you, an obligation to be mechazek, the cholah, to somehow give them idud, to give them support, moral support, to be mesamech them. But the most important element is, Ramban says in Taras HaOdom, quoted by the Ramah, in Yerodea is tefillah. So the Gemara in Shabbos discusses the context of this kind of tefillah on Shabbos. Is one engaged in Bikur Cholim on Shabbos? Is one engaged in Nicham Avelim on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Bekeshi, Hitil Nacham Avelim Mevakir Cholim on Shabbos. That's quoted in Halachah and Shulchan Aruch. It's not ideal to be Mevakir Cholim on Shabbos because it can bring up Tzar, and Shabbos La'enik Dita Vula the Tzar. Shabbos is given for Oneg and not for any kind of Tzar. But what's the proper Nusach? Everyone knows the Nusach. The Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, namely, Hamokim Yerachim Alecha B'toich Chayla Yisrael. And Rashi says, Shemitoich Shekoilanim Acherim Tfiloso Nishmas B'schusen Shal Rabim. Here again, you see the Koch of the Rabim, the Koch of Etzibur and Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're makpid to say, B'toich Shar Chola Yisrael. So again, this element of Tzibur, an Eis Tzara, whether it's in Taniyos or whether it's any other kind of Tzara, but joining together with the Tzibur has an incredible kind of impact, incredible kind of kayach. And this is also borne out again, Chazal comment on this in a number of different places as well. You have Sukkim actually, that in terms of the overall Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachamim, the Gemara says the brachas directly below the Sugyan Shabbos, Yadav Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara said, V'chanosi es asher ochon, ava b'sheinu hogun. Again, this idea that the Hiratzam, Milafonai, Sheikhbushu, Rachamai, Eskasai, Yagola Rachamai, Amidosai, Visnai Gimbone, Minas Rachamim, Akonisam, Bifnimashura Sadin, this concept, Vachanosi, Sasha Ochon, even though one is not Hogan, one is not worthy, even though we're not Roy, Akonish Bocha, Bimidas Chazda, Betuvo, operates with us, Lifnimashura Sadin. And Akonish Bocha grants us from the Eitzer, Matnas Chinam, and that's because of Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachamim that represents the idea that Hashem is Mevater. He's ready to go ahead and surrender. And this concept of Adronus would seem offhand to be not in sync with the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, however, Klapi the Tzibur of Am Yisrael, Hashem is Mevater Mevater. He simply is not able to weather the Tfilos of Am Yisrael that are so powerful. And so earth-shattering, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, Hashem has no choice. So what exactly is this nekuda when we speak about tefillas hatzibur, l'umat tefillas of the yachid? So we mentioned already a number of sources, but there are other sources as well that indicate this kayach that a tzibur has that a yachid does not have. It's a well-known comment. Both of the Bris Kerov and the Meshech Chochma found to be on the bottom of page number 12. On the Psukim, when Yosef HaTzadik was given an extra chelek, in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu told him, "Ani nasati lecha shchem achad alachecha, asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi u'b'kashti." So a very, very famous Targum, he translates, "B'charbi u'b'kashti b'tzlusi u'b'usi." And everyone is absolutely thunderstruck. What exactly did the Targum have in mind when he said "b'tzlusi u'b'usi"? So both the Meshech Chochma and the Bris Galov have the same kind of comment. One refers to Tefillah B'Yachid, and one refers to Tefillah B'Tzivut. Take a look in the lower right-hand corner. It's a very beautiful comment of the Meshech Chochma. He quotes that this pasuk "B'charbi u'b'kashti, Tirgem Unkolos b'tzlusi u'b'usi, tzlusi huseida Tefillah Hakavua." Moshe Omar, he quotes a Tesefta Menachis, Hashemach HaTfilah VaHaudah Me'akvin. But Tzlusi refers to classic Tfilah. Ba'usi is Bakosha. Hashem Omar, Umotza Adam Al-Khadish B'Tfilosim, Ein Kol Bacha Shoyal Adam Tzokhov, quotes a Gemara in Abed Azorah, he brings an Afkamina, that where the Kavan is Me'akib and that, but the idea that's expressed here is in the second column of the Meshech Chochma. He writes that the distinction between these two is really the distinction between the Yochid and the Tzibur. Pirish said, "Say there at Tfilah Shu B'Tzibur, Avshu below Kavana Miskabelas." The moment the Tzibur launches the Tfilah, it doesn't require the same level, the same depth, the same profundity of Kavana that the Yochid requires. Lo Kain Habakosha Achadosha, Hitzvich Aliyos B'Kavana Mufleges. And this is how he explains on the next column on the left hand side the psukim that the Targum Unkel has commented on, namely, Bitzlusi ubausi becharbi ubekashi, says the Rameh Simcha Koin Bitvinsk, v'inei, cherev hu ba'atzmo mazik. Why is the Targum say, Bitzlusi ubausi becharbi ubekashi? Because cherev, by definition, is a sword. The moment the sword is drawn from its scabbard, the sword can be lethal. Shebarzel sheyesh lo chidud, meimis b'chol shehu. The metal edge is going to be devastating. Vein sarach omed. Abel hakeshes ba'atzmo. But we know that the bow and arrow are markedly different. They operate depending on the how taut the item is and to what extent a person can exert all types of pressure, and the tension is then greater, and then the efficaciousness of the kesher will be much more damaging. But in and of itself, the bow and arrow in and of itself is not mazik. How taught the item is. Which automatically doesn't have the same kind of impact as a cheret. So this again underscores the distinction between the tefillah b'yachid and the tefillah b'tzibur. So in these heady days, there's no question that we have a very, very strong need for this notion of tefillah b'tzibur, because the koach of b'tzibur is incomparable, unparalleled. There's nothing comparable to a tzibur of Klal Yisrael that comes together to daven to Hashem Yisbarach. And a yochid, unless a yochid is of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, but yechidim don't have that capacity, don't have that ability to cry out to Hashem and be assured that the tefillos are going to be answered. And I think I mentioned yesterday, I heard once from the name of Rav Yeruchim Levavitz. I heard it from Rav Hagoyin of Chaim Shul Levitz. He said over that in Parsha B'Shalach, one is obligated always to speak about the Midah Bitocha. Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael are standing al Sfas Hayam, and Paro is pursuing them. Pasuk says over there, "Vayisu b'nei Yisrael se'enehem b'inei Mitzrayim noseh hareyem v'yiru'u me'od v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem." Then a bit later, that there's no need to daven. And we mentioned last night from Hagoyin, Rabbi Shulam, David HaLevi Salavetz Zatzal of Pshat in that Rashi. But the question is, why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu not to daven? On the contrary, there's no greater, more apropos, more auspicious period of time to daven than Beis Sarah. So the Ramban says following. He writes that since Klal Yisrael already had a haftocha, shelo yunu elam kol ra, nothing bad is going to happen to them, because Hashem already told them earlier, the beginning of the parsha, v'chizakti eslein paro v'radav achareim, v'ikovda b'far v'chol chelo v'yodu mitzvayim ki ani Hashem, and mele, there's no mokum to tefillah. It has no basis, because the whole obligation of tefillah based sarah is when a person is in a situation of siege, when he's b'makom tzar, tzadik resh. When a person is in a state of siege, then there's an obligation of tefillah. But if someone is muftach l'pi Hashem b'zbarach, he knows for certain that there's an ace that's going to happen. He's going to emerge from his tzara. He's no longer an ace tzara. And there's no obligation of tefillah. So there are different pshatim, different explanations in the context of those psukim that I referred to last evening. It's interesting that the Abinezer was asked a kasha. He has in Arachayim the following kasha. The pasuk says, V'chisavo milchama ba'atzachem, the pasuk quoted by the Ramban at the beginning of the shir, V'chisavo milchama ba'atzachem al atzar atzor reschem, bariyosu v'chatzotzos. That's midin tfilo zaka. So he asked, what about a milchama sovishus? When Klal Yisrael goes out to a war, which is not one of the obligatory wars, not one of the milchamas mitzvah, but a milchama sovishus, do we say the same thing? Is that the din? So he quotes a mishnah Sanhedrin, the first mishnah, da bezim and aleph, that the Mishnah says, "E motzien the mechamas harushus el pi bezin shalshim ve'echad burim betumim." So we see that there's a haftocha of nitzachon and melchama, even in this kind of context. It's not called the shas tzara. There's no din of tkias chatzotzra. The din of tkias chatzotzra the Torah has in Baloscha is only the chisavo melchama be'atzchem al atzar hatzorer eschem bahariyos ve'chatzotzros. But it's gadlan the Hashem elokeichem and oshadim be'evechem. But it doesn't apply on the circumstances where there's no tzar. But there's no tzara, so Hashem promised us that we will be, in effect, undergo and have a Yeshua. So there's no obligation of tefillah. That's how the Ramban understands the psukim. We find also in Tanakh, with reference to Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, when you'll take a look in Divrei Hayamim Beis, when there's a large number of people from Moab and Ammon come to Melchama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, like, novi, al tiru v'al techasu. Don't be worried, don't be afraid that similar Lashon that's used over here, and B'shalach is used over there, I forgot the exact Lashon, Hisyatzu. It says, Imdu, Ruas Yishuas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. So what does Yehoshaphat do? That Yehoshaphat goes ahead and begins to engage in Shira, that he brings Meshorim to sing to Hashem Yisbarach, and they say, Hodol Hashem ki le'olam chasdo. What is the nature of that Shira? What he should be doing is he should be engaging in Zaoka. He should be engaging in Tefillah. A war is about to break out. Not singing, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he'll undergo a Yeshua, there's no need for Tefillah. The Yeshua is already muftachas. The Yeshua is already assured. And now the only obligation that devolves upon him is to say Shevach Lo'ido, Tashem is Barach, even though they were not yet saved, even though the nace did not yet occur. They say over, Asalvechi always commented, he said over from his grandfather, Abchaim Briska, the Pasuk, V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, Yogi alivi b'shuasecha, Ashir l'Hashem ki gamal aloi, that even someone who has bitachon that Hashem will save him, but still, that's not yet sufficient to say Shira. The Pasuk says, Yogi alibi b'shuasecha. One should feel confident that Hashem is going to carry that out. When is there an obligation to say Shira? Only kigam aloi. Only when a person was nitzol from the tzara. But the question is, what about Yehoshaphat? I just mentioned the psukim divrei hayomim that indicate that he already set up a whole group of meshorim who were singing to Hashem and saying Hallel. How did they do that? The Yeshua did not take place. So the Briskalov says that Rav Chaim only said what he said, someone who has bitachon that Hashem will do a nes, mikoach midas habitachon. That's what it says. V'ani b'chazdecha botachti. I have bitachon that Hashem will do the nes. But if a Navi tells me, I have tocha, that Hashem's going to do a nes, then one could say Shira even before the nes occurred. Because since the Yeshua was promised by a Navi, it's no longer an eis tzara, memele it's his man, Haroi L'Shira. You'll take a look in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi Mibrisk that I think he discusses in the context of V'nemar or V'nomar, whatever your nusach is, depending on Taisis there, and the Rishonim Shira Chadosh Halleluka, but that's a fundamental yesod. Anyway, what we see from all this is the koach of Tfilah, and especially the koach of Tfilah B'tzibur. So, Bli Neder, in the next year, we'll just elaborate a bit further on some of these elements the koach of tefillah, specifically the koach of tefillah b'tzibur, and unquestionably, as we mentioned during this corona period, that is really the tzav hashoah. All of us should be constantly engaged in tefillah, and certainly to the extent that we can, to be engaged in tefillah b'tzibur. And halavah kodesh baruch hu, who wants to hear our voice, hashmi'ini es kolech, that call that he heard in Mitzrayim, and mitzvah Hashem, that call should basically break through, and be'ezah Hashem, we should be zoche to b'saros tovos, Yeshua s'lechamas.
Just a quick comment.